Ngulube wadlalela amaqembu abalisa ele Highlanders Volleyball Club kanye lele David Whitehead njalo wayeyingxenye yeqembu elimela obulawayo. Uthi ube yingxenye yabadlali abasungula iqembu le Highlanders Volleyball Club, kodwa yena wayekhule efuna ukudlalela iqembu le Highlanders elidlala ibhola lenyawo.
Mina i-volleyball I think ngayiqalisa by mistake because I was a good soccer player and omunye umuntu engangimthanda Peter Nkomo. I thought it was 88 in grade school as a trainer in the Zindla report. So I didn't figure David, Baba in London, the Baba is a school queen. So I told them I put them in a far up and square plan. So the school is that we try at least you must have one sport. So I sang up to train volleyball. So from there, Lomi teacher went to the moment to introduce him to serious volleyball, Dr. Mutiti Mube, Thomas Tabani Mube.
Uthe lokhu esasengumntwana wesikolo wazithola esengomunye wabadlali abaqale iqembu le Highlanders ngo-1987 ndawonye lomfowabo u-Augustine kanye labanye.
In 1987 it happened ukuthi i-Highlanders Football Club yayisithetha ama-franchise kwamanye amaloka ama-disciplines. I think thina sangena le-rugby, I think le-sunduza was there, was under Highlanders, le-basketball, then kwaba lathi. So that's when the Highlanders volleyball started in 1987. And now, 1987, nangu from 3. The Highlanders, they tata every, ama players. I remember there's this other time, this enter kwa nama tima mchosa. Aye khambila nama tima mkwana in terms of the game. So we call the enya Highlander. Any Highlanders. And Sakuna is in Genoa semi-final playing the tournament. So I think that's when the career started.
Ungulube uthi abadlali bomdlalo we-volleyball babe baningi kabi ngesikhathi bona besakhula ngoba iningi labo belidlala lo mdlalo ezikolo. Uqhubeke wathi ukungadlalwa kakhulu ezikolo sekudale ukuba babe balutshwane abawudlalayo kulezi nsuku.
But I think into ebulelayo ngathesi they've killed i-sport kuma-schools. Akusela lokhuyana ukuthi you could pick ama-players besese secondary. Ama-schools tournaments asemalutshwane eBulawayo. I-association ayibuyele ezikolo kuma-boarding school even konapha etown because I remember thina we had a good league sibili. But I remember one day sesiku-final St. Columbus elinye ikhiwa labuya lathi no, these are not schools, ngama-clubs. So basebemconvinsa bamtshela ukuthi ngabantwana besikolo labo. That's how good it was. And thina sathi siphume esikolo sabeya sahle safilter ngapha kuma-clubs wona lawo.
Ngomnyaka ka-1995 uNgulube ube yingxenye yabadlali abaphatheke kuhlelo lokukhethwa kweqembu elimele isizwe kwimidlalo ye-All Africa Games, kodwa akasabanga ingxenye yaleli qembu. Wenelise ukudlalela iqembu elimele isigaba seMatabeleland ngesikhathi edlalela iqembu le-Highlanders, kwathi lalapho esethethwe liqembu le-David Whitehead ube yingxenye iqembu elimela inkabazwe. Ngo-1999 uke waya kweleBotswana lapho ayebefunwa khona liqembu leBotswana Defence Forces, kodwa akusaphumelelanga ukuba edlala khona. Ngo-2000 utholakale lomkhuhlane wamehlo we-glaucoma ogcine umthathela ukubona, njalo kathesi usengumfundisi webandla le-Living Hope Apostolic Faith. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, ngingu-Joseph Njanji.